This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
First up, though, a little over 2 years ago in 2017, Delcy Catt, a queer activist and party maker, was minding her own business working for Minus 18. All that changed when she was targeted by Mariki Rancey, one of the faces of the Coalition for Marriage campaign against marriage equality. Decided to target Delcy, she took images from Delcy's Facebook page and made a number of insulting comments about pictures of her. A Facebook thread with a number of insulting and offensive comments followed. After months of distress, Delcy finally decided to take legal action and initiated a defamation lawsuit. Well, last week it emerged that as a result of the defamation case, Rancey had been required to post an apology on her Facebook that will remain up for 60 days. But it's now emerged that she was also required to pay Delcy $100,000. The Informer spoke to Delcy about her win and asked her how she was feeling.
I'd say I'm feeling pretty relieved. It's obviously been a really long process. It's been over a year and a half that it's been going on for. So, yeah, I'm just really happy that it's over, to be honest.
Yeah. And how did you originally feel when you saw the post?
I think, like I explained in the BuzzFeed article, when it first happened, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. I was like, oh, you know, it's the internet, these things happen. I didn't actually understand how much of a following this person had when it first went online. But, yeah, in the space of a couple of hours, I was at a photo shoot, and then by the time it was over, it had snowballed and been shared, you know, so many times, and I started reading the comments that I realised... how much things have been taken out of context and that these horrible rumours have started to eventuate, and then I start to get really nervous. But it did take a while for me to really understand the severity of the situation.
Mm. And what was the point where you knew you had to take legal action?
It took me quite a while, actually, because I didn't actually know that that was a possibility. I spoke to lots of different people, I sought advice, but I was also just really devastated. I was anxious, I was upset, and... it started to kind of go into my shell a little bit and retreat rather than think of, you know, how to take action. So it took me a good maybe 6 to 10 months before I had the confidence and the knowledge to know that there was a way I could start to tackle it. But it definitely took me a while to gain the confidence to even think that I could stand up for myself.
And how are you feeling now after the very, very positive publicity, but also the quite large admission of wrongness from your opponent?
I don't know. I think I still feel a little bit in shock, to be honest. I have been spending time throughout the court case worrying about what would happen and, like, obviously the possibility that if I lost, I... would have to file for bankruptcy and stuff like that. So I've just been so anxious about the whole thing that it feels like a big weight's been lifted off my shoulders. And I feel really excited for our community because it's such a win for everyone, and it's really setting a precedent for these kind of situations. And I now can, you know, actually tell people that if this happens to you, there is paths you can take. There are people who are going to support you. Like, for example, my barristers worked pro bono, which is incredible, like a top tier QC barrister. Like, there's people out there that care and want to support queer people, and if it does happen to someone else, you know, I can now vouch for, and this case vouches for, the fact that there are things that can be done, and that's really special.
Thank you to Delcy Catt for taking the time to speak to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that is a really lovely result as well for Delcy, who, like a number of people in the Joy community, will know her through her work through Minus 18 and through, as we were saying in the throw, like a party maker. She's been quite involved in the scene. And I think we kind of take it for granted now that often people, you know, from our community kind of cop it, and there's not a lot you can do. So it's really nice, I think, to see people kind of pushing back.
Yeah, not just a victory for Delcy Catt, but a victory for our whole community, basically. So,
yeah absolutely. But Delcy. It would have been very stressful too.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.